Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Madison, Alabama, as I have Chris Farrell, and we have been celebrating these veterans today through Letterman of the USA, Autographs for Heroes. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing? It's a pleasure to be here.
Doing great. Thank you for your service in the Air Force, by the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about what the Semper Fi Community Task Force means to you and the events that you've been a part of to be able to enjoy this with other comrades.
I'm going to tell you, the Semper Fi Community Task Force, I wasn't really sure what to think before I came in. I've had a deep love for the Marine Corps as I've served with them throughout Afghanistan and in Iraq. So once I was notified about this, and you know, at first I started thinking, I was like, I don't deserve to be here. I was like, there's so many others that are more worthy of being in this kind of environment with these types of people in this type of community. So once we got down here, it was just the area itself. I mean, Huntsville, Madison, everybody from this entire community just welcomed us with just big open arms, and it changed your mindset the second that you come off the plane. And then coming in here, and then everything that we have done and that we've been part of since we've come here has been just absolutely incredible. You know, from getting out on the lake out in Guntersville, and then the Marine Corps ball, you know, all the different restaurants that, I mean, I can almost not eat anymore, and I eat quite a lot of food. And then coming over here, you know, and the Letterman of the USA, and the, you know, I'm a huge LSU Tiger fan. I know that's going to rub some people the wrong way, but being able to receive that, and, you know, Devin White is the one who signed the football, who is somebody I've followed his whole career. And, I mean, he's with the Raiders now, so I'm not a We're kind of at an impasse right now in our relationship.
Where are you from originally, Chris?
So I'm originally from Bossier City, Louisiana. Most people, I just tell, it's from Shreveport because that's where everybody knows it's at.
Yeah.
You know, they know river, gambling boats, and everything like that. But that's where I'm from. Grew up a Navy brat and then joined the military right after 9/11 happened. I was a senior in high school.
So that was the motivation for you to join the military, was 9/11?
Absolutely. So I was in ROTC actually my senior year when I watched the towers come down. And at that point, I knew that I didn't like bullies and I didn't like people hurting our country. So that's what forced me to want to join and serve. And once I did that, never looked back.
Let's talk about what it means to be with a group of those who have served like this, to have the opportunity to be able to interact with them, to talk, and to be able to relate to other people who have also served.
Yeah, so being able to be around a lot of people that are like-minded, have been through similar experiences, you know, different walks of life, and coming here with the Semper Fi Community Task Force and being able to meet all of these different people, it brings you a, you know, different semblance of peace. Because at the end of the day, you know, most of us have either transitioned out and we've retired, or that we're on that route to retirement, and some are still actively serving, but you start getting a little lost and not having really purpose or why, and because the only thing you ever knew was the military. And that's kind of what happened to me, is once I was retired, I'd been in a few explosions and a couple crashes, and they were like, you're done. So you start losing your way, and then being able to be around different people that you pounded the same ground with, it puts you at ease. And that's what it did here. I've ran into multiple people here that are part of the event that just all of us had the same experiences on the same dirt without even knowing each other were there.
And you've taken an interesting path after service. What do you do now, Chris?
So I really did. You know, I was like, you know what? Once I retire, I'm done with the military. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to enjoy life. But I just kept on finding myself back to the military. So what I do now is I work for Air Force Special Operations as a civilian. So I didn't transition very far. You know, I went and became a cop for a little bit, and then the last 4 years and some change, now I am a, you know, the super sexy term of it is Special Operations Combat Training Specialist. What I do is I train special operators, both foreign and domestic, on becoming better warfighters and neutralizers of threats against our country.
And you've also dabbled in acting. Has that been a part of your life?
Oh, no, no. I would love to say that it is, but I do a ton of public speaking now. So I'm go around, you know, not only the United States, but internationally, and I speak on leadership through trauma. So with the experiences that I've had in my life, the ups, the downs, and then the times that I've gotten lost, I try to do as much as I can for not only the veteran community, but also for the active duty community, pushing them forward and trying to help them with not only what they're going to do in their life, but also what they're doing with families. Because we've gotten to a point that all we cared about was the battlefield and not the place at home that we're supposed to be safe at.
Being a former police officer myself, I have covered a lot of issues when it comes to PTSD and trauma that happens, whether it's military or law enforcement. And there may be people listening right now who might want to utilize your service as a speaker and connect with you. How would they do that, Chris?
Oh, I'm an open book. So my wife has social media. I have she has a Facebook page. It says Lauren Farrell on it. It does not say Chris Farrell. I kind of kept it that way for a while. Mm-hmm. But my number is always open, you know, and Semper Fi Community Task Force has it, and then I can be reached by email as well. I am always willing to help in any way that I can, whether it's with public speaking or any kind of just, you know, sit-down coffee shop talk with anybody who would like to listen, whether it's law enforcement or military. I'm completely an open book, so I speak very heavily on trauma recovery and leadership through it.
I appreciate that. What's an email address for you?
So email address would be Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, B as in Bravo, Farrell, F-E-R-R-E-L-L, at yahoo.com. So obviously that's my wife's email. She's the maintainer of everything good in me.
Chris, we'll try to have you on the Mark White Show in the future and let you share more. Maybe there's someone out there who needs to hear this, hear more about this conversation, because they have dealt with trauma. They have dealt with some experiences that they need to connect with somebody who understands. They may feel like they're alone right now, and we want to encourage them right now at this moment that they're not alone, that there are other people who have struggled, and their battle is not without other people who are willing to fight with them.
Absolutely. You know, no matter what path you're walking, everybody thinks that they have to shoulder something alone, but you can split that load. You can carry it together.
Thank you, Chris Farrell, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
And continuing our conversation from Madison, Alabama, at the Letterman of the USA Autographs for Heroes event, I have Desmond Holloman with me right now. Desmond, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you having me.
Glad to have you, buddy. Let's talk about your role at Letterman of the USA and the importance of this event today for those veterans who are receiving not just footballs, but receiving recognition for their service.
Okay, well, again, I'm Desmond Holloman. I'm the Vice President and Director of Operations for the Letterman of USA. I pretty much do everything from handling the finance to helping with all the different events and programs that we have. This event today is, again, one of our spearheaded activities. We enjoy, you know, the event every year with you know, working with the Alabama Veterans Organization to, you know, get these footballs, working with the different various universities that provide those footballs to us. Again, we're very grateful for all the support and just donations that we get as a part of this, because it helps us just, you know, to complete our mission.
And I believe the Semper Fi Community Task Force has been a partner with Letterman of the USA now for 12 years.
Yes.
Correct?
That's correct. They've been, we've worked with them for many, many years. Semper Fi, I mean, they've helped us on more than one occasion. It's just a partnership that we really value.
You were able to sit down with one of our older veterans who served in Vietnam here at the event. What does that mean to you to be able to have those conversations with veterans and know the magnitude of what this can do to lift their spirits up with something as simple as getting an autograph on a football?
Well, seeing as, you know, both my father and my grandfather were veterans, and I was raised around veterans my entire life. Ultimately, you know, grew up and, you know, once I graduated from school, was able to work as a defense contractor, again, supporting the military. So although I've never served, I've been supported and been a part of the military my entire life. So to me, it's just a natural evolution to work with this organization and do what we do.
Well, we appreciate your work, Desmond, and I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you.
Desmond Holloman, folks, with Letterman of the USA. Coming up, we're going to have Daryl Furman and Hoss Johnson joining me here on the Mark White Show. I hope you'll stick with us. Coming to you from Madison, Alabama, at the Letterman of the USA's Autographs for Heroes event. All you have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. The Athens Bible School For the Students Golf Tournament has been rescheduled to Monday, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club in Athens. Registration starts at 10:15 with lunch from Southern Table at 10:30 and tea time at 11:30. It's going to be a great day of fellowship and fun that helps support Athens Bible School students and teachers. Get your team registered or become a sponsor today at athensbibleschool.org or call 256-232-3525. That's the For the Students Golf Tournament, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club, and we'll see you on the course. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with Elkridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show on location in Madison, Alabama. Got TJ over here. I've substitute taught TJ at Creekside Elementary, and now he's a student at East Limestone High School. Great guy. We had a lot of really good young people serving today, these veterans, at the Letterman of the USA Autographs for Heroes events. And right now, I have David Haas Johnson, who was born and raised in Huntsville, Alabama, joining me here on the Mark White Show, a two-time All-State player and All-American in 1982, signed a scholarship in 1982 with Coach Bear Bryant at the University of Alabama. He was the last player that was recruited and signed by Coach Bryant, and he lettered 3 years and played in 48 games and started in 28, all-decade 80s team at Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Haas Johnson.
Mark, good to be with you again. Good to see you again, Dave. This is a great event. Everybody's smiling because we're giving back to the veterans that gave to us. So I enjoy it, and I get to see a lot of old teammates here and guys I played with at Alabama and some guys I'm in business with in football and I coach with. So it's exciting.
As Daryl has said, hundreds of footballs at this point over the past 12 years have been given away. That's a labor of love to get those autographs from those schools.
You're in this business of knowing how much it takes to get in contact with coaches and just do interviews. But when you're asking for a football that most time is given by the school or someone else, it's not like anybody's got to pay for it from the school. Some give them to us, but then get it autographed, then mailed. There's a lot of details. And to do that with, I don't know how many hundreds of it that's happened over the years and give it to a veteran, and they're smiling. And today I was laughing. One of them I was laughing at her, and I'm like, you know, I don't know about this LSU football. But it was a guy, rather. Then the girl came up. She went to Alabama football, and I'm like, oh, I'll be glad to get. So I was kidding the LSU guy. And it don't matter to me. I don't care if it's Auburn, LSU, whatever. I'm going to give that football because it's about country before it is about because last time I checked, the states are in the United States. They're not – it's not just the state of Alabama or – LSU or whatever. So yeah, it's good. That don't mean to preach, but sometimes we get too involved in our schools and forget, hey, it's about where we live and the people here. And these people came in to visit, a lot of them from out of the state, and we're able to give back because after they leave here, they're getting on the bus and go do something else. They're here for what, 3 more days? Is that what I heard?
I think this is the last day of events. This is it.
That's what it's
of the 3 days. This is it.
So it's great that these guys and gals get to come in here.
You mentioned the LSU fan, and his name was Chris Farrell.
Okay.
Served in the Air Force.
Right.
Did an interview with him earlier in this show.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And one of the things he said that really touched me was the fact that he didn't feel worthy of being here.
Wow.
And he's one who gave like everyone else and served as a veteran. And there's that humility that's there with a lot of these individuals of being deserving of honor and recognition.
Well, sometimes when you get honored or someone is honoring you, it's like I was just doing what I wanted to do or I was told to do or I had to do or serve, and you just do it and you don't think there's a reward at the end. And so that's probably what he was feeling, I think, but it's just the humbleness of all of them. And it was really nice to see. And, you know, it's fun just being in this atmosphere. Thanks to this church for what they do too.
And seeing the work that Daryl Furman has put into this effort, being someone who came from the University of Alabama as well, knowing how this organization was established, what do you think about the work that's being done with all the different efforts through Letterman of the USA?
Oh, it keeps growing. I told him years ago, I've known Daryl a long time through football, it's going to splinter. In other words, it's like a piece of wood. You hit it and hit it. It keeps splintering, and all of a sudden the splinters fall off, and you're not sure, like, oh, that's not as good as the wood, but that little piece of kindling that little splinter that starts the fire. Then all of a sudden that little splinter starts a fire. Then all of a sudden he's over here doing furniture, and now he's got that village he's talking to people about. And it's a dream he's had for a while, but he's as he's traveled, he's got people to travel with him. So that's what's fun. I've been I talked to him a lot, and kind of, you know, and him and Desmond, that play, we all three played together, but I kind of just listened to Daryl and, hey, that's a good idea. But it's fun to watch this thing grow, and in the way God's allowed it to grow. And Daryl, he's got his heart in the right place, and it's fun. I know you sit back from the media side and see it, and it's fun to watch it. And mm-hmm. I don't think when you're inside of it, you realize how big a deal it is until today. And you go, wow, these guys – it meant a lot. Like the guy from California, he went back up there and thanked him again. He'd already thanked him once. So that's how much it meant to him. And this guy's on General Hospital. This is a Hollywood actor, and he's not too big. And he goes back up there and thanks him again. And that was something special. And where did he learn that? From his parents, but we learned it because he was in I can't remember what branch he was in. But he learned it in the Armed Forces, United States Armed Forces. So that's a big deal. So that's fun. Sorry to talk so much, but this is a fun event for me.
Yeah, well, David, I wanted to be able to talk to you today and get your perspective, because you've been a part of this effort for so long, and I know that they're doing some great work through Letterman the USA. It's always a privilege to be able to talk to guys who are connected with Daryl and his organization and seeing what's happening.
Well, and Daryl, like I said, Daryl's he's doing it right. It's kind of like when I cook barbecue, you do it low and slow. Just don't get in a rush. Sometimes you got to be careful. So that's what I tell you. So treat it like barbecue. Go slow and keep it low. And it'll grow on its own. And it has. It's not because of what I told him. It's because I've seen sometimes if you grow too fast, you lose perspective. And that he has not lost perspective. And then he's got a lot of people surrounding him, helping him. And he lives in and pulls. He's doing a big event in Birmingham, rather. And that's the gala is in. Are you going to be there?
Yes, in February. Well. Sure will.
It's in February. Yes. And that's a lot of fun. We got Stedman Sheely's coming and some other Armed Forces people that will be honored there. That's a big gala that fundraises to pay for some of the stuff that they're doing. Not salaries, it pays for stuff they're doing this event and getting football. So it is great to be here.
David Hoss Johnson, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show.
Always good to see you.
And we're going to close out today's show from Madison, Alabama, with Letterman of the USA President Daryl Furman, as we just recognized some special veterans through the Semper Fi Community Task Force with Autographs for Heroes. Welcome back to the show, Daryl.
Mark, thank you so much for having us one more time. I mean, it's been a long journey with you guys, and we really appreciate you.
Well, I had a veteran to start the show, Chris Farrell. Then we had Desmond to come on. We had Hoss Johnson come on, and now you, to make a complete show. This has been a great day to recognize these veterans, and now the 12th year that this has been done, and hundreds of autographed footballs.
So the Letterman USA in December will be 14 years old, and of the years that we've been given autographed footballs, this is 12 with Semper Fi Community Task Force. It has been a beautiful journey with them. I think you heard me tell Colonel Bonwick that they were special to us, because when the time was the time to be nurtured as an organization, when we were just a little Thomas the Tank Engine, just barely could rub two nickels together, Semper Fi basically shepherded us. And now before you, you see an organization that is capable of standing on its own like any of the other veterans organizations in the state of Alabama. It's been a long road, but everything comes in God's time, not your time. And you have to be patient. And I guess you will reap what you sow sometimes. And I think we've sowed a lot of goodness in this veterans community, just because of the fact that we're all, you know, we raise money for veterans, but we're all former collegiate athletes. There's really nobody in the organization except for Mike Oakley that is a veteran. And Mike is a dual. He is a veteran, and he's also an A-club brother in track.
Your connection to veterans, and it was clear today with you mentioning your own father and his service that this is important to you to recognize these veterans. Of course, you came from the football background, playing football.
Correct.
But you still have that heart for veterans because of your family.
Yeah, my dad in an early age instilled in me a love of country and for his beloved Corps and the United States Marine Corps. and they were 250 years old yesterday. And so it was a special day for me. As you know, I pulled out his globe and anchor and showed it to the crowd, and that was a moment. It really was. I mean, it's hard not to get choked up on that, because as I told Willie, when he came up and told me I did a great job, and I know he likes to pull on me pretty hard. And for your listening audience, there's been a little bit of a, what would you call it, an outward appearance change, and it caught a lot of people's attention today with Semper Fi. So, but hopefully we'll be able to raise some money with that as well. But yeah, I told Willie, I said, I wish he could have been here to see all this, and he just hugged my neck, and that was a moment. It really was. And as you saw, it's just like all the autographs for heroes you've ever attended. There was an autograph football from Mizzou. There was an autograph football from Penn State. I mean, there was an autograph football from the Air Force Academy. The University of Virginia Cavaliers, they went all out and signed the ball all over the ball. It looked like the whole team signed.
It was impressive.
It was very impressive. And Tennessee. And what I really love is that the interaction with the guest of Semper Fi, the veterans today. That was really special to be able to not only to have some back and forth play with them, especially a girl named Rolla, if you remember her.
Yes.
Now we know she's a professional football, female football player. What on earth? But anyway, times have changed.
Going to the idea of being an athlete, and something that we wanted to touch on briefly, is Letterman of the USA's effort to focus on those athletes and the issues with CTE.
Correct.
Let's discuss that briefly.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on behind the scenes since this year's gala in, I guess, 2025. Back in March, I was asked to come to Pat Sullivan's widow's house, Miss Sullivan. And we had lunch, and there was a gentleman there from the Concussion Legacy Foundation. And we hit it off really well, and we had a great meeting. And he told me about how close they were being one biomarker away from being able to diagnose chronic traumatic encephalopathy. She introduced me to a gentleman from the Concussion Legacy Foundation that wanted to talk to me about CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy. We had a great meeting. We decided that we would explore it with some Zoom calls. And over the last few months, we've hammered out, they have a landing page on the Letterman USA, and we have a landing page on the Concussion Legacy Foundation. And one of the final things that I asked for that they finally agreed to, and I think it was wise, is we always talk about this is not the Letterman USA for Auburn University or the University of Alabama or even for UAB. This is a Letterman USA for everybody. So in the final analysis, what we asked the Concussion Legacy to do with their landing page is have all the colleges and universities that have these programs that this can potentially help. And thus, that's where we are at this point in time. And we want to launch right now, but we don't think with the gala coming up in 4 months, on the 27th of February, 2026, we just don't think that we can, Elaine and I don't think we can give it the attention. So we're going to push it back to first quarter, because we've got Turkeys for Heroes coming up at the end of the month on the 21st. And that's a little bit bigger than what it's ever been. We're partnering with the Birmingham Vet Center this year, partnering with the Kelly Ingram Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 668. We're partnering with the VA, and we're also partnering with Suicide Prevention and HUD-VASH. A lot of that interacts, and you see now what we're driving for. And, of course, you've seen the Letterman of the USA football helmets. Did you see we were building up to this, and we're getting ready for it? We just don't think with the two things that are on the books, even though Autographs for Heroes is behind us today, man, it's Turkeys for Heroes, and we're going to not do 66 like we did the first year, or 130 like we did the second year. We're going to do 220 veterans this year from the Kelly Ingram Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 668. And what we're going to do is, we always do, a lot of people think that we bring them in to sit down to eat. No, it's an act of service. Major Ogilvie will tell you it's one of the most fulfilling things that you can do is take a meal to a veteran who otherwise would never have a turkey dinner.
Daryl, we want people to find out more about Letterman of the USA and all the different efforts that you're involved in, and they can go to lotusa.org, and they can find out what you all are doing through Letterman of the USA. And Daryl, as always, thank you for supporting the Mark White Show and letting me be a part of the various efforts that Letterman of the USA is involved in.
Mark, you have not only been a part of this, we consider you a part of us. And if you don't remember, you did my mom's 90th birthday, and that is so forever greatly appreciated. But I just want to say one thing to your listening audience. Look, it's the end of the year. If you want to consider, and football season's still going on, if you want to consider joining a team, consider joining our team, the Letterman of the USA. How can you do that? You can go to LOTUSA, just like you said, and you know what you can do? You can make a monthly contribution of $5, $10, $15, $25, or $100, or you can even do something even better. At the end of the year, you can make a $1,000 donation, or a $500 donation, or $25 or $3,500. And if you do a $5,000 or if you do a $10,000 donation, Desmond and Corso and I are coming over to your house with John Corso's special Italian sauce, and we're having a party. And Jamie will bring the video, too.
That sounds great. Daryl Furman, always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, buddy.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And please share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Madison, Alabama, with Letterman of the USA's Autographs for Heroes event. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Athens Bible School for the Students Golf Tournament has been rescheduled to Monday, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club in Athens. Registration starts at 10:15 with lunch from Southern Table at 10:30 and tea time at 11:30. It's going to be a great day of fellowship and fun that helps support Athens Bible School students and teachers. Get your team registered or become a sponsor today at athensbibleschool.org or call 256-232-3525. That's the For the Students Golf Tournament, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club, and we'll see you on the course. Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.